This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. I was thinking on the scripture, we are clean through the Word, and we know that the Word is His commandments. And God has never been left without a witness. I thank God for the witnesses of God teaching us His ways, keeping us in His precepts. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. My elders, the missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, the life they lived. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Want to touch on today again about the knowledge of the Son. And before we get into that, we have a couple of testimonies from our sister Paris and our brother Herman, and then we have a couple of songs before we get into our thought. This time, our sister Paris.
Thank God for you, Pastor. I thank God for being here today, for the opportunity God has given me to live for Him. He has brought me out the darkness into a marvelous light. I thank God so much for our great prophet leading and guiding us in the way in righteousness. And my strive is just to grow spiritually and holy in God.
Is that beautiful? Thank God. Our brother Herman, he has been in this way some time. He has a testimony, and we are here to testify to his life. But he is going to have words of testimony.
I am glad to be here today. I am thankful for my life. I'm thankful for this journey. 38 years on this journey, 38 years on the highway of holiness. And I'm just thankful. I'm in a good place. I have everything I need. I have a teaching priest. I have the Word, which is God's law. And I'm serving the true God, and I'm thankful.
Is that beautiful? Thank God.
Beautiful.
Oh.
is my portion. Oh,
God. God is calling. He's yet calling today. He's calling to you, old men. That means anyone that hears the voice. God is calling. We thank God for our ensemble and for the beautiful testimonies by our brother Herman and sister Paris. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We are few in number, but the scripture says, straight is the gate that lead to life, and few there be that find it. So I'm not intimidated about the few, because although we are few, we are a multitude when it comes to righteousness. And the few, there is no end to the few that find God. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I was able to say that one day when I gave my heart to God in 1975, around August. That was the time of my conversion. And that was the time of my birth. But the birth had to come to fruition. Isn't that beautiful? And I'm happy to say I'm a son of God today. Isn't that beautiful? I'm yet excited about God and the knowledge. And God is yet showing us more and more about Him. And that's what we're going to talk about, the knowledge of the Son of God. Let's go to Ephesians 4:11. We can read Deuteronomy 4:6 from here throughout eternity. I don't get tired of it, because the Word is God. And if you happen to stumble across this site and you hear this broadcast, truly, I'm bringing you the Word of God. And Ephesians 4:11 says what, Deacon Freddie?
And he gave some apostles and some prophets.
And we're talking about God. It's all about the believer. And God have given those that believe in his word, he's given them ones to bring it, the word to them, to teach it, to preach it. He gave some apostles.
And some prophets.
And some he gave prophets. What?
And some evangelists.
And some he gave evangelists. Mm-hmm. What?
And some pastors and teachers.
And some he gave pastors and teachers. Mm-hmm. And you can be a pastor and a teacher, an evangelist, an apostle, and a prophet all in one. Those are gifts. You don't have to have that many individuals. And there's other helps God gave in the church, appointed by these that represent God. Why did he do it?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Now, this is the knowledge every so-called follower of God, we've been called Christians at Antioch. That's where it began. But the follower, the Christian, should know these gifts are given to perfect a people for God, because the Lord said he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. And you might say, well, all the spots and wrinkles are gone if you're in Christ. That's true, if you're in him, because if you're in him, there's a work being done by these gifts that God gave for the perfecting of the saints. What?
For the work of the ministry.
Now, this is the work of the ministry. This is not to go to the end of all the earth, the natural earth, trying to tell, someone in Greece, have you heard about Jesus? Just about every child coming to this world know about Jesus. They learn in school, B.C., that's before Christ. Now, who is Christ? Everybody know about Christ. Knew about Christ in kindergarten almost. But to truly have knowledge of the Son, it takes a gift to bring it. And after all of the gift that brings the word and plant the seed, it takes God to give the increase, the understanding. And if your heart is seeking God sincerely, you will understand what the word is telling you. For the work of the ministry, this is the work, what?
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
You say, well, now every time we hear you, you're always bashing our doctrine. I'm edifying God's way to the people. In order to edify God's word, you must cut out these doctrines of devils, because that's where it come from. It didn't come from God. Any doctrine outside of the doctrine is the doctrine of devils. That's scripture. Isn't that beautiful? What?
Do we all come in the unity?
It's all about us coming into the unity, be unified in unity in God's word. Now, there's no unity if you believe that the day of rest is the first day of the week. There's no unity here in God's word, because in God's word it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. There's no unity in spirit or of the faith when you don't believe you must live holy. When you don't believe that God is perfecting a people and that God is calling for perfection, there's no unity. But the edification is to edify. Mm-hmm. What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
What?
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
It's all about the knowledge of the Son. And these preachers that ran, but God didn't send them. They talk about how wonderful Jesus was, and he was. How lovely he was. How sweet he was, and he was. But they don't tell you what he's calling for. They don't harp on the fact that he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. But they said, oh, the Lord preached love. He did. And he also preached the definition of love. If you love me, keep my commandments. And he let us know that the commandment that we must keep is what the Father gave before he came on scene, which is truth. And he said, I come to bear witness to the truth. So he came to bear witness and live the life that God is calling for. So we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. What?
Unto a perfect man.
God wants a perfect people. And God is going to get it. And he's getting that. God don't have to settle for anything less. So because you couldn't do it, I lowered the standards. Not so. Never did. Never will. What?
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness.
Now wait a
minute.
So we got to be measured by his fullness. The Lord's fullness, the fullness of the Son is, he that is born of God doth not commit sin.
Yes.
That's what's going to put spots and wrinkles in your life. He's calling for a church without spot or without wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro.
So we don't want to be tossed to and fro. That's why we're not searching out on any day trying to find someone to hear a sermon. God feeds us well with bread, and we thirst not. And yet we're always hungry for the word and for the water of God. Isn't that beautiful? But we're not being tossed to and fro wondering, is this right? Because the Lord said, if any man do his will, you'll know of the doctrine. We have the doctrine, and there's only been one doctrine from day one. Walk up before me and be thou perfect. That's the only doctrine God have. Go and sin no more. Read.
Tossed to and fro.
What?
And carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Every wind of doctrine. Catholic, Muslim, Presbyterian, this and that. All kind of doctrines that supposedly would lead you to God. I'm not necessarily talking about Christianity. Any doctrine. That's how you get to God. If you don't come through God's word, and if the Son is not bringing the word, you don't have the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine of God, what?
By the slay of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Let's go to Romans 10:14. I know we didn't have that much time, but if you don't get anything else but what I'm saying right now, you've got it all.
All right.
What I'm saying, you've got to speak as God give you to speak and not make up your own sermon. Or preach something that someone across the way preached. Everybody, you still talking about the blood and the cross. That's wonderful. We know what he's done. But I believe the scripture says, go on to perfection. Go on. Let's move on. Laying aside the doctrines of baptisms and all, and laying on of hands. Let's go on to perfection. That's what the scripture is saying. That's what we do here.
Beautiful.
That beautiful? Yes. Romans 10:14. What does it say?
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
What?
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
How can you believe in him if you haven't heard about the knowledge of the Son of God? And what I'm bringing you, you haven't heard it before. What you've heard is what the 400 prophets of Baal been talking about. They all talk about the same thing. He died for our sin. Nothing you have to do. If you, once you're in, never out. All that's a lie. That's not according to the knowledge of the Son. What?
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
How can you hear the true word and the knowledge of the Son without the preacher that God gave, that apostle, that prophet, that evangelist, that pastor, that teacher that God gave? What?
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
How can they preach the word if they haven't been sent? And if they've been sent, they speak the words of God. If they're not speaking the words, God didn't send them. I'm only speaking what God spoke. What does it say?
As it is written.
What?
How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel.
It says, how shall they preach except they be sent?
Except they be sent.
What?
As it is written. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace.
Wait a minute. He said, but the gospel is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. About, so that's not the gospel. The gospel is God's word, the spelling out of God's will. That's the gospel. What?
And bring glad tidings of good things.
I'm only bringing glad. What better thing is there to know that God is calling for a church without spot or wrinkle, and that to say, I am that church without spot or wrinkle. How glad of a tiding is that? Say, I don't sin anymore.
Beautiful.
You can't get no gladder than that.
Beautiful.
That's what we all want to be.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? But what?
But they have not all obeyed the gospel.
Now, they all haven't obeyed the gospel. Gospel was here before the Lord came and bared witness. Mm-hmm. What?
For Isaiah said.
Wait, we're talking about Isaiah now.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the gospel. Isaiah say,
Lord, who hath believed our report?
Because every report that the prophets brought, what thus saith the Lord, that's the gospel. But as the Lord said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets. And maybe you're killing what I'm bringing right now. Say, now he's going back. Well, I want to sound like one of the old prophets. Because I'm bringing the same thing from day one. Read.
So then faith cometh by hearing.
That's how you have faith in God. Hearing what?
And hearing by the word of God.
That's not God's word to say he rose on the first day. That's not God's word. That's a lie. Mm-hmm. He rose sometime after the Sabbath day. And he was cut off in the midst of the week, not what we call Good Friday. When you bring the truth, you're bringing the gospel. Mm-hmm. What?
But I say, have they not heard?
What?
Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth.
Wait a minute, already went to all the earth. We got to go to all the world. You got to understand what God is talking about. Going into all the world means going to all of aspects of our lives, those that do hear God's word.
Yes.
But the word has been all around the globe.
Right.
Yes, their sound went into all the earth. What?
And their words unto the ends of the world.
Already gone. And as I say, I heard that before I got saved about the Son. But to really know the Son and to have knowledge of the Son and of his word, it took a gift to bring it to me. God's anointed to give me understanding.
That's right.
21, what does it say?
But to Israel, he saith, all day long,
what?
I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying
That's
people.
The church. How many have that knowledge to know that there's no such thing as a Christian and a Jew? A true Christian is Jew. A true Jew is a Christian. If those that killed Christ didn't believe in Christ, they're not the true Jew.
That's right.
They're just natural Jew.
Right, that's right.
or natural Israel. But those that believed in him, Peter, James, John, and Paul, and all those, and whether they were Greek or whatever, that's the true Jew that's circumcised in spirit. That's the true follower of Christ. Isn't that beautiful? That's the knowledge of the Son. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 11 again. Let's read that again. It's a process. And if you're not in the process, you're not being formed for the birth. 4:11, read it again.
And he gave some apostles.
God gave some. He didn't give every one that got epilepsy on his shoulders. Right. Looking like the Price is Right and all that junk. Because you might look like a soldier. You ain't necessarily no apostle. Right. You just got the makeup, kind of act like a soldier.
Yes.
What?
And some prophets.
Some prophets.
And some evangelists.
That don't make you a prophet because you get out there and say, you know what? A storm is coming tomorrow. That don't make you no prophet. Mm-hmm. Read.
And some pastors and teachers.
Some pastors. That don't make you a God's pastor, though your flock is 10,000 members. That don't make you God's pastor. What?
For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry.
Now, when you perfect God's people, that's the work of the ministry. It ain't the work of the ministry. I got to go tell everybody what Jesus has done. It's a comforter to come. That ain't no commission. You got those that don't know God telling you what the comforter have done, that the Lord have come. But do they know him?
Yes.
And if you don't know him, you don't have the knowledge of the Son. Let's go to Matthew 5 and 48. Right. And we're going to, I know we're signing off, but you know what? If you want to get more about this, just know, take an aeroplane. Take a boat. What's that song? I don't care how you come, just get here. I believe, listen, if God's word is that precious, if you want the true teaching, which is eternal life, and lay hold on it, you got to get to where it's being going forth. Isn't that beautiful? Get in the ark. Get in the ark. Get in the ark. Matthew 5:48, what does it say?
Be ye therefore perfect. Even as your Father, which is in heaven.
Now, don't go get out some Hebrew translation or some new version of that. Perfect in today's world don't mean that. Well, I'm going back to the world that it was wrote in. That world meant without spot or wrinkle, without sin. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Be ye therefore perfect.
Mm-hmm. Even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
No, wait a minute. The Father rested on the seventh day. Are we supposed to be like him?
Yes. Yes.
And I believe the Father's name is Jesus.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
Job 1:1.
All right.
I know we're going off, but when he go to Job again, you don't know about Job, do you? I'm going to tell you about Job.
Right.
And a couple of words. Mm-hmm. And not only am I, but the scripture going to tell you what Job was all about. I said, now, wait, can't nobody live perfect. You're a liar. Job 1:1. What does it say?
There was a man in the land of Uz.
What?
Whose name was Job. And that man was perfect.
Perfect.
And upright.
Upright.
And one that feared God.
That man was perfect. Mm-hmm. And upright.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Lord said, what I said, when I said all. God wouldn't put no more on us than we're able. So if Job can live perfect, right, why we can't? I believe Job probably ate eggs too, didn't he?
Right.
Did Job walk with two legs like we do? He got hungry, didn't he?
Yes.
He had desire, didn't he? Yes. But that man was perfect and upright. Beautiful. And what?
Yes, and one that feared God.
What?
And eschewed
so
evil.
So I fear the Lord. Why? A storm is coming. That ain't the fear of God because you're scared of thunder and lightning.
No,
said the ground is shaking. God is talking, I'm scared. That ain't what should make you scared. It's his word.
Right. Yes.
And now Israel. What doth the Lord thy God require of thee? And most of the so-called Christians, when they hear now Israel, you think you're talking about somebody else, talking about you. All that call upon his name. They that are called by his name. We are the Israel of God. Now, let's go to Hebrews 6:1. Right quick, I know time is moving on. I knew I was going to get that far. I wanted you to hear some music today. And if that have inspired you to listen a little further, maybe you can...